River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. Warning, very high fire danger risks in Ipswich in the southeast today. Hot, dry, windy conditions forecast. And Chief Superintendent of the Rural Fire Service, Alan Gillespie, joins us. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Campo. Morning, Marnie. Yes, it's the stillness of the morning today at the moment belies what lays ahead, so to speak.
Yeah, well, we just had a few calls from our Glamorgan Vale way. They said it's just blowing a gale there, though there's not much wind in North Ipswich at the moment. But the windy conditions aren't going to be too much good for what's ahead, yeah?
Correct. So at the end of, so for today, we've got really, really windy conditions. So it's not going to be as hot as it was yesterday. People would have noticed it was windy and warm yesterday. It's quite cool. It's only going to get to about 24 degrees. But what's going to drive the fire danger to be very high is that winds. So we're going to get 35 to 45 kilometre an hour southwesterly winds, which will be really dry. The important thing is it's going to also be very dry, so the humidity will be only 14%. So the things that will drive the grass fires that we're expecting to see today are going to be the fact that there is a lot of grass out there. It's all dead. It's all dry. It's going to get very windy and that low humidity. So that combination puts it into the very high category. So a couple of things you need people to do. Number one, if you've got a permit to light a fire, don't activate it today. Don't do it today. You can't anyway. You'd be in breach of the conditions of the permit, so leave it till tomorrow because tomorrow's going to be a much better day. Number two, if you're out and about working in your paddocks or out in the bush, just be really careful. So we've had a fire started by a slasher just the other day. Mowers, grinders, those sorts of things. Anything can create a spark. That can potentially create a problem for us. So, you know, just be careful. Make sure that you don't do anything outside that's going to start a bushfire that can potentially cause a lot of problems for us.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Well, yes, if you had jobs on today, maybe just postpone them. Probably the best idea for now.
Mm. And it's going to be like 35 degrees in the next week or so. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, it's going to heat right up early next week. Monday at this early stage is predicted to be 35. But we'll wait and see what the fire weather conditions are going to do. That high temperatures doesn't always mean bad fire conditions. Mm. As I said, today's only going to be about 24. But interestingly, too, the area that we're most concerned about is actually the Ipswich area and the Logan area. They're the two areas that our science tells us are going to experience the bulk of this very high fire danger. So people in these areas need to be really, really careful. And we do have an arsonist working up the top end of the Brisbane Valley at the moment, so that we have lit several fires over the last couple of days that we've been dealing with. So we just need people to be really careful.
What happens when you find an arsonist? What happens to those people? Just a warning for those people.
Oh, that's a criminal offence. A criminal offence, that's a police job. Go before the magistrate. It is a criminal offence to light fires. And with the two very, really severe fire seasons we've had, I don't think there's a lot of mercy around for anyone that's a pyromaniac.
No, not at all. Well, fair enough. All right, mate.
All right, take thank care you, Alan. Today. You take care and just call us in if anything changes, mate.
Absolutely. No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Our pleasure. Chief Superintendent Alan Gillespie from the Rural Fire Service. Marnie and Campo for breakfast, River 949.